9:27, it doesn't have Vayera. And the Shulchan Aruch, it says in the name of the Rishonim, that when the 9:27 is supposed to make everything even. It's not enough to be Mechabit, one schedule with a greater figure than the other. It should be an equal number of Aliyahs in the first schedule to those that we give in the second schedule. So that's why the practice is that we may, we only give 7 Aliyahs on Shabbat. And half of 7 Aliyahs is 3.5. So that's why we may 3.5 Aliyahs in the first schedule, 3.5 Aliyahs in the second schedule, and the is Mechabit between the first schedule and the second schedule. The question is, what if the Jabbat decides to make their surface? So there's a machlokes achanim regarding this. So most of the achanim hold that you only count the first 7 aliyahs and the hashtokes are disregarded. So you're always on the top of the 2 studies, which is reading if you're going to make many hashtokes in the second study. They're both equal with the extent to the shiva kuri. Now the achanim hold not. So this is the reason. It holds not so. The Magen Avraham in the Tao spoke about this. And this is Kriya Shantan, Rish Pei Beis, and Arachayim and Kishamim. So Rish is of the opinion that Zion came in the minimum, but if you did more than Zion, it's not that these are weaker aliyahs and that's tougher. If you did more of them, if you're giving Acheron, let's say if you're giving 8 aliyahs, 7 aliyahs and 1 has tougher, you have to give 4 and 4. And then the first schedule with 4th aliyah, and you begin the second schedule with Chamishis. If you decide to have 3 hot tougher, you're going to give Sahakor 10 aliyahs, you have to give 5 and 5, 7 aliyahs. That's why our salvation says that his father, when Moshe salvation, Hanan Rafa was Mahadir, that whenever you lay 2 sedars, you shouldn't make any more sofas. You won't have any machlokes. It could be that on the Tzav Mayot, you can make of, as we mentioned in the name of the Gomer Goyim, that he says that the Tzav Mayot is really 1 sedar Kayodua. Not exactly what that means, but 1 sedar, so you don't have to, on a year when you're laying the Tzav Mayot, you just lay the half a sedar. It wouldn't mean that you're laying the whole sedar. That's not that this year we're laying 2 sedars, not Mechubar. Laying 1 sedar. We come out here, that's the Roman coin. It's quoted by Rashan Allah and everything, that there are 10 sedars in each drawing. And each sedar is for the Tzomayar of one. And it says each sedar is Mechubin Kenegid, what's going to happen to the Jewish people and the extension of the Elif Ashish. That's the year back down. The Mishnah says that Master was a design to Galilee. Why? Because it was a Hashem. The Gemara has a shayla whether Master is one of the minyan who is not Shiva or not. The halacha is a machlokes between the Tam of Rabbein and Mishulam. Pages quote machlokes between the Tam of Rabbein and Mishulam in Megillah. Rabbein Tam holds a nigger as in Master is a minyan who is not Shiva. Then in the Tam of Sibur, you only give 3 aliyahs and 3 aliyahs. The third aliyah is the Master. So why is it that on a regular Shabbos and on Yom Kippur, on Yom Kippur, we give 5 aliyahs, 6 aliyahs, 7 aliyahs, and then in addition, we give Nafkus. But then Tom says, in order to be able to make all day, they make for himself. So you have the clearly of the opinion that you're permitted to make yourself as not only on Shabbat, you're permitted to make yourself as on your Kippur and on Yom Kippur. So at the time, we're always making ourselves. Every Shabbat, every Yom Kippur, we always make ourselves. So it's kind of time of people that we're forbidden to make ourselves, but then we have to follow the Ikra Din. The Ikra Din is that Nafkus is other than the Nafkus. Nafkus is one of the Aliyah. So I point out in the time, that cannot be the reason why the Mishnah says that Mafta was a designer with the Aliyah. The Mishnah says that Mafta was a big insult and no one wanted to get Mafta. So in order to feed the fellow who's going to get the Mafta, the Gabbai had to give him a republic of a chunk of something. He was to throw in a bonus to give him shakas. Not me. The guy who got shakas knew that he's going to be stuck with Mafta. So what was the design of Mafta? I point out in the time that Mafta is greater than Indian Akhir. It was one of the, it's not because it was a whole story. His man was there, but I've been says, our practice here is to be eating. They call out there, to install it, you call out surface, so we make for ourselves every Shabbos, and every Yom Kippur, and every Yom Kippur, and we have Master as a separate Aliyah. But Mitra has been up in the time, says nothing. So what was it with my Aliyah? I think it's a different reason. Maybe everybody was Mazda, I'm guessing. Maybe everybody was Mazda says every week to the old new, to the SSL with the truck. And the one who got the Aliyah had a lane, who said, had a lane who took it. And maybe the Haftarah people didn't know. So the guy got Nafti, it would always be shouted out, this is wrong and that's wrong. They would always correct them. Mishnah doesn't say a question. Shulchan Aruch says that our practice is we only give a cut to Master. There's a minute. But Mikra Din, Master is the same as all the other others. The cut should get any of it. The question, why does Master be going to cut? The grain says whenever the one who gets master lanes from the printer's test, then you have to have another 9 people stay along with him, so there cannot be motion there. And everybody has to be motion stuff. Right. And others disagree, and others thought, no, they're going to take this in Shabbos. I don't know if it's in the film. They take this in Shabbos later in Kolkitza. Mm-hmm. And they took shots into the Gemara. Maybe the requirement of cloth and Joe only applies to Chumash. And can you give us that? Maybe the other people are being a student, and even if it's not even a la class of the Yo, but also be kosher, but also be considered that they have to die. That's one of the major ones, you have to say for Shalom. You're going to learn from the book of Yishai, you're going to say for Shalom of Yishai, you're going to learn from a Chumash. But that's for sure you can take from the Greek. You need to learn from the say for Shalom, from the Greek of Yishai, and also this is Tafer, it says how it comes from the Greek of Yishai, and the end of Yishai. Even so, the Chazanish life, and I thought very strong to thought that it was a good joke, they didn't believe at all that Chazan or Avon both say like that, that you have a printed Tanakh, according to that one opinion and thesis in Terapol Tishrei, it could be that it has to be shot the favor of another. So the Hazanish writes that it doesn't think that that's correct at all. But it's nothing to the nothing. It's printed means that it's printed on one piece of paper on one side of the page. If you have printed on both sides of the page and then you put it together, that's a holiday. That's not meaning. It's printed the same way it's supposed to be written. Supposed to be written a la cloth of the yoke. Instead of writing it like that, a Jewish person wrote it. You're smart. Not that it's printed by God. It's by God. Look at the Matthew's translation. Written by a Jew on paper the same way it would have been written on parchment. So it's one day in paper, that has to be just kind of. The way we have it, printed kind of, that's if I'm going to tell you that it's not correct. It's their brother. The only thing is that the Baal Master cannot be moved to everybody by his name if he's not letting himself out of the everybody, no. So one person says the brother and then so the brother, you don't have to have the brother himself out of the class. The brother is not to everybody. But then he has to name him, he cannot be moved to him. At the very beginning of the parasha implies that Moshe Rabbeinu accepted Gerim in the midpoint. Hashem Yisrael Mayam Kulchem, Roshem Mishetech, 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 Tach Shem Hashem Mishetech, Hashem Yisrael Mechanecha, etc. And as she says, Malam Shabok, Nani Hizgabi Man Moshe, Gidah Shabok, Yirani Mei Yeshua. So the Haplor, in the state of Panam Yafet, I'll tell you, Sam Seifel was born and was raised as a little child in Frankfurt. And he had two rabbeins there. He had one of his son and one of his leg, not really the son. The Balak one was a lady. Balak one was a Chidushi. It was a Chidushi. He declared that the Lord had snow. He had stopped. He had a rabbonet. What did he have a rabbonet in Frankfurt? With non-Chidushi. So the Hathlon and a lady. So, and they described the way the composer of his child was so inspired by the Maria, a young people, when the Balafor washed, or the lady used to wash the not his hands before Duchen in the front of Shul, in the front of the Shul, by the man. Many German communities had really not that, that the Tanaman would walk out of the Shul, for the midst of the whole Chagorot Hashah, when they washed their hands with Duchen, they washed their hands in front of the Shul. So they won't miss anything from the Chagorot Hashah, so everybody would see the way they're doing it. It used to be Mara Nehadar, where the Hathlon washed the hands of the Morgan Avram says that a lady is not allowed to wash the hands of an Amharic. The lady is a Tamachachan. That's the Tamachachan. She's in Shul. And the Kohen is going to do him is a much lower level of learning than he is. But then it says in Morgan Avram that it's improper that a lady is a Tamachachan should wash the hands of a Kohen who is obviously an Amharic. If he's a Tamachachan, he's not in jail, he needs to get a Tamachachan. He should wash him. But he's obviously much lower level of learning than he says it could be done. But he used to, they were both becoming Chacham. He said, he used to, the Hathlo used to wash his hands. The Hathlo has in a simple state, as he asked the Kasha over here, how could they be Makabal Gem in the Midbar? The Gemara says that the Nehemiah didn't do any good meal in the Midbar. Because the rock, the wind, the wrong winds were blowing, they weren't blowing, it was a Sakhana to do with this meal. So they didn't observe Mitzvah's meal. So how can you have a non-Jew come to convert a year? I thought it was John, after a meal of meal and cut. There was no meal. So he did the Terek on account. The famous Sach from Abitzel Panavision was a great Rosh Hashiva. He was noted for his tilpul. He wrote a whole tilpul and he came to the conclusion that if you have a goy who has a heart condition or has hemophilia and it's medically dangerous for him to do a milo, you can be a guy without milo. You can become a gear like a woman. A woman doesn't have a milo, let's say a non-Jewish woman. Marilyn Monroe converted, no? She converted all the Heiliges, so when, let's say a non-Jewish woman converts, so how does she become Jewish? It's like Tzvila and Mikvah. She has not that Mila. So what if Pesach says, what if a man is different from Gid? What if a man is Gid is Karot? He's not trying to do Mila. Pesach says in Yeram, Pesach says to men, the Baal Allah has done, Mila Tisha, he could become a Ger with Tzvila Allah. So Abitzalah had a whole simple, a whole stupid prayer that what if the Ger is not Mikvah from Gid, the man and his Lord Mikvah from Gid, but it's medically dangerous for the person to have a meal, he may die. They're not allowed to do a meal. There's dino to get the sagis, there's dino to encave, then it becomes a gear with that meal. And Achanoizer was furious about his stock, and he sent him a letter, and the CDH had to chew about this, and he quotes the letter from Achanoizer, that Khalil of Khalilah, that he shouldn't get involved in stock, he doesn't know what he's talking about. He's sick to send it to Fulham and Yeshiva. Finally, Yeshiva shouldn't pass the Amishad, he said, Fulham a little too much. He held that it was wrong. You see, the Hathlah holds open up because Hathlah is the Kasha. How could the gear be his gayer? If it's medically forbidden to do Mila because it's dangerous for the Lord, when this is not an Asherah. But if Hathlah is his gayer, he holds that he can't be his gayer. But Hathlah is a different gayer. He doesn't say like a Bishola. He doesn't mean his gayer with that Mila. He says, the shot was that it was a little bit of a Sakhana. Meaning a Sakhana, 50-50 Sakhana, that is 50% chance he's going to die, or more than 50% chance he's going to die. That's ridiculous, because you know that the Shevet Levi, Shammah in the Sakhavisha Yintzoru, Shevet Levi did observe Mitzvot Mila. If it was a real Sakhana, if they had a Shevet Levi observed Mila, they did Shalot Shidin. It wasn't Meshach Ben praising them, but they did against Shidin, but they put the lodge into Ben. But the answer obviously is, it's nowhere near 50-50. It's a far out Hashash. The Hashash is often said. Nonetheless, the Gemara says in Shulbis at the end of the first prayer, we learned last year, that he's called Mephoshes Laholchu Achar HaRoyt, that you don't follow Royt. And so he says, you're not the Mephoshes Lachadah and Eloshi Amistahan, any selfie called to him, because Mephoshes is there for all the Mephoshes of faith. But, when is it called the selfie called to him? So we always do the same Moshe, let's say a person has an Ingram Pony on Shabbos morning. And it could live the possibility that he may die, maybe such a terrible infection that he may die. But if it would have been Sunday, he wouldn't rush to the hospital on Sunday. He wouldn't rush to call up a doctor and run. If it would be Monday, he wouldn't rush. He would wait till he had some time. But the Shabbos also, that's not called people up measures. That's not called selfish for much. Ah, but there is a chance that 1 out of 1,000 people may die. But if I'm certain, there's a suspect of Ephad Mina Yeller, doesn't constitute a sotek sakonik mefarsh. So that's not called a sotek sakonik mefarsh. So what is, even if it's not consistent, it is a sotek sakonik. That has been the error. That is not a sotek sakonik. So we didn't draw the line 1 out of 500. 1 out of 999. When is it called a sotek sakonik? It depends if people are worrying about. So what if it's, what if people have different personalities? Some people are more nervous than others. Some people are hypochondriac, and he's nervous, he's not forced to speak, he's going to have this thing going on. Just tell him to calm down, that it's not a sotek sakonik. Let's say a doctor there, let's say, I'm not nervous, and the doctor says, you, I don't know what the sickness is, and the doctor says, you better go to the hospital or not. That's a sotek sakonik, even though I'm not nervous. Because I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm not a type of good opinion on the matter. But if you're talking, the maneuver is that we have doctors, and they're not so nervous. So you don't have any doctors, and the layman, the old ladies and all the sicknesses, whatever, they don't see that they're not so nervous about it. Then it's the people who are there. I'm not nervous, and it's not called the sotek sakonik. What if you have two people in the same situation? One is more nervous than the other. One feels that there may be a sotek sakonik, the other feels that it's not. So for and they're all in the same, they all have ingrontonio. Seriously, all 10 fingers and all 10 toes, everything is ingrontonio, whatever. And if they're really, so some of them are nervous and some of them are not nervous. So they're Chafetz Chaim of the Paschim, the biography of the Chazon Ish is there. Chazon Ish Paschim, based on the Chafetz Chaim, that those who are nervous, it's called Chafetz Chaim. Those who are not nervous, it's not called Chafetz Chaim. So that's exactly what the Haflor is saying. The Panami Office writes it over there. He came a little earlier than that, Chafetz Chaim. Because if that's the shot, why did Shaved Lady fulfill this meal in the Midbar? The other people didn't. So who was right and who was wrong? So he said, they're both right. So Levine had more bitachon, so they went from nervous, and it was a suffix rough, it wasn't suffix academia ever. It was such a far-fetched suffix, so no one had the right to be nervous. It wasn't a 50-50 suffix, it wasn't 49-51 either. It was a face, 1 out of 150 or something like that, 1 out of 100. So the Levine were not nervous, they had bitachon, they're trying to mix them away, the double raw, shukum, they weren't nervous. So they fulfilled Mitzvah Smila, nothing happened. As far as the main soul is concerned, they were nervous, yes, the rest of the shore were nervous, yes, they're nervous, it's being said, then it's called the Shabbat Bakana, so you don't fulfill the Mitzvah Smila. So the Palmi Yafis says that when you have this dream, that even if it's a far out suffix, you still say that, that it's called the Shabbat Bakana, because of the Pasuk, the Chai Bohan, the place it says in the end of the first person of Shubhah, that Pasuk has the connotation, the Chai Bohan, the Lesh Yamzan, the place it says it based on the Gemara in the last paragraph of Yuma. We discussed yesterday, the Sukhum quoted in the last paragraph of Yuma, it starts, how do you know the source of the dream? Various truths. One Tanya after the other, after the other, every Tanya has a part. And then Shmuel comes up and he says, if I would have been a Tanya, I would have said a different part. Then Rabbi says, the Shmuel who wasn't a Tanya, his part is better than all the Pesukim of all the Tanya. But from all the Pesukim of all the Tanya, you can only prove that a Baba is a Sakana is a Shabbos. But a Sakana is a Sakana, it's a Pesukim, in the Pesukim of the Tanya, you can't prove that it's a Shabbos. And now Shmuel says, Vachai Bohem, Losh Yomzman, so that person has the connotation of even a suffix is also a Zeta Kalakasu. The Kalakasu is at the end of the first parak in Yuma, the end of the first parak in Skibbis adds on, that based on that Gemara in the end of Yuma, not only does that person, Vachai Bohem, Losh Yomzman, tell you that if it's a 50-50 suffix is Zeta, it also has the connotation of even a suffix or Racha, even 1 out of 100, 1 out of 200, whenever it's a suffix that the person is nervous about, or if he personally is not nervous, then he would jump off the Empire State and wouldn't be nervous either. This guy's he goes skiing, and there's all kinds of wild things. He's a reckless driver and so on. But that's if normal people would be nervous. Even if normal people wouldn't be nervous, then he is nervous. And that's also learned out in the process. I've been with those any suffix that people are nervous about is considered a suffix or something. The Haflor says, but that part is only saved by the name of Israel, but it's saved by an offering. So for nothing, he's born his guide. And he has to be mal himself, the Shangeris first. And there's a 50-50 chance that he may die, so then we're not allowed to accept him as a gift. But it's less than 50-50 as it was in the Midbar. Well, it's not 50-50 struggle that he's going to die, because the Medina wouldn't have done it either. And it wasn't 49-50 either, it was 1% chance, half a percent chance of something. 1 out of 100, 1 out of 200, something like that. It wasn't such a suffix that thing. But that's why the Medina was not nervous. The Nochem who came to his guy here, we would tell him, look, brother, you want to be this guy, you have to be mal. The guys were nervous and he said, take it or leave it. You don't want to become a gear, so don't be mal. But then there wouldn't be a prohibition against the gear, how long this guy could be mal himself, if it's not a real Sotek Sakonik. It's just, it's all in his mind. It's not a real Sotek Sakonik. It's just He's nervous about the fact that there's a 1% chance that he may die. So he talks, so don't become a ger. You want to become a ger? So do be mala. We won't be violating anything by being mala. We're not killing him. It's not a real suffix sakon. So the pasuk v'chai b'hem only applies to b'nei Yisrael. Says the haflor. So you see from this haflor, you see from the haflor wasn't a shiur. You see from the haflor that he holds number one, like the chai mozer against the vitzel upon a vision. But if you're a boy with Gaia and he's a hemophiliac, he cannot be with Gaia without me. There's other questions like that. He cannot be with Gaia without me. And you see number two, that he holds like the Chofetz Chaim Tzitzchak and the Chazanish Tzitzchak. That if two people are in the exact same predicament, and if the Chofetz Chaim, that it's not 50-50, it's not less than that. So for the person who's nervous, we label it as a Chofetz Chaim. The person who's not nervous, it's not a Chofetz Chaim. Now
then
you wouldn't be able to convert him. That's what he says. He asked the kasha, how could they convert him? You can't do milah. You're forbidden to do milah on him because it's a suffix dachana. If you're forbidden to do milah, so you can't give the kabbalah as a gift. He doesn't say you can give the kabbalah without milah. He says, I've seen that they were allowed to do milah. The Gemara says that himo yimo hamo yimo, that a goy cannot be a moel, but a Jew, even if he's not gemal, can be the moel.
So the fact that
I don't know. The Haflo thinks that not. He thinks that that pasuk v'chai b'hem, that even a far out suffix satana is also there for all the Yisrael, is only nemar Yisrael. But if it's a goy, so it's not considered that we're suffix killing a goy. Because the road is that we're not killing him. It would be forbidden. That's a question. Based on what? That's an aflake with the Rambam and Tesis. In the end of Perek and Tzor Lemora, if a goy's life is to Satan, is he permitted to violate an Aver or not? Let's see, Abu Dizorg, are you right? He has done certainly not. But what about Abu Dizorg, are you right? What about Eid Menachai? To save his life. Fortune is tough, but if you talk nefesh, he's there to anything by now. So the Haflah assumes that the real talk nefesh does apply. The far out stuff is doesn't apply. That's what Rabbi Yisrael Panovicius says, that a gear who is unable to do milo because of his medical condition can become a gear. That's exactly his mahalach, along those lines. Dominique also has such a suggestion in the tshuva. He also wants to say such a thing, it's like Rabbi Yisrael Panovicius says, that the gear, a bodily guy who has a heart condition or whatever, he's forbidden to be mal, should be able to, he says it should depend on a mahalach. So he's showing that the whole tshuva in the tshuva compared to that. That kind of says it's all wrong. I love that we should pass the name
of
God. Even a prophet does his stuff on it. If the people are nervous, the parents are nervous about it, then you're not allowed to do the good thing. The prophet continues to say, Lord, it's time to ask me to carry this Hadith of God, so Allah has this piece of news that he's making not only for the people who are here, because I say, yes, I'm praying, I'm praying, I'm praying, I'm praying, I'm praying. Rashi quotes that this bridge is being made with the Doros of Sidon Leos, that's the Gemara in the end of Masechah Shavuot. So you see from this Gemara, the way the Gemara understands the Pasuk, the Pasuk Shana Pasuk, that Klal Yisrael consists of all of the people who were Jewish, past, present, and future. Everybody's included in Klal Yisrael. And since they were all treated as one unit, it's not some a collection. Klal Yisrael is not some a collection of people. It's a new chesed of the Kneyatma. Therefore, if a priest and priest was entered upon, it was an Olah and a Shavuah and a Kabbalah and Chazan done by Klal Yisrael many, many, many generations ago, that's binding on all the future generations, because we are also part of that one unit. We are also part of Klal Yisrael. The thing is, if I take the Shavuah, I take a Neder, it's not binding on my children. But if Klal Yisrael took the Shavuah, Klal Yisrael takes the Shavuah, then it's binding on all of those Abban, because we're part of the same unit as Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is a different text, it's not a collection of individuals. The Balanism in Europe used to say on the Mishnah in Shkolin that the Kohanim in the days of the second Beit HaMikdash didn't like to pay Machta Shekel money. They didn't want to give Machta Shekel. So they claim that they're forbidden to give Macha Shekel. They had a shekel, they say, you're not allowed to give Macha Shekel. It says in the Torah that Mincha Koyin is called Tia Lo Yisayacha. The Koyin brings a card to Mincha. If you don't do Mincha, and bring the Koyin is standing in there, and then have the Shiori and Mincha eaten by the different people in the Azorah, like a regular Mincha, no, call a Tokhtar. Burn the whole Mincha on there. Enough Mincha done, just burn the whole thing. But the question is that the Macha Shekel money is used to purchase Kavanah Tzibur. And among the various Kavanah Tzibur is the Mincha Saimer, which is offered on Pesach. And the Mincha Saimer, you do a Kmitza, you burn the Kmitza on the Zerach, and the Shiori HaMincha is Mecha by the Zerach Tunis. The Kavanah said, how are we permitted to participate in Macha Shekel? We're going to give Shkolah money, and then it's going to come Pesach, we're going to bring the Kavanah Saimer, and we're going to eat. And the time we're going to eat, sometime we're going to eat the leftover, the Shiori HaMincha, the leftover part of the Shiori HaMincha, the Haftarah, it's an Easter. Mincha Kohen Kolos Tiyach, Lo Tiyach. But mostly the Haftarah has arrived in the Pesukim that Kohanim don't have to give Matzah Shekel. There's another opinion that the Levim don't give either Matzah Shekel, not based on that part, based on a different marker. Based on a different marker. And then one time it says in the Mishnah, that they're all wrong. Kohanim Dorosh and Mishnah is very often. Not only is it not true that Kol Kohen HaShekel, is a Chaytei, not only is it not true that if the Kohen gives Matzah Shekel, it is sinning, but the reverse is true, Kol Kohen She'en HaShekel, Chaytei. But if the Kohen doesn't give Matzah Shekel, he is the one who's sinning, the Din requires that he does have to give Matzah Shekel. How do you answer the Kasha from the Pasuk? If the Kohen Kohen Tia Lo Tiyachel, how do you eat the Shiori HaMincha of the Mincha Sa'aymer? But the Mishnah never answers. The Bali Musa always used to say in Europe, that's how they should used to say this, that Bali Musa said in Europe that there's a Mincha Sayachit, and then there's a Mincha Satsibur. Mincha Satsibur is not like a Mincha Sashutin. There is no such thing as a Mincha Sashutin. But if there would have been, a Mincha Satsibur is not a Mincha Sashutin. That itself is a riot. If there's no such thing as a Mincha Sashutin, let's say two people decide they want to volunteer together to bring a carbon oil. So if you bring an oil Sayachit, you bring an oil Sashutin. You can bring a Shalmi Yachit, two people together, 25 people, a group, 150 people, a two, 500 people, if they want, they can put up money and buy a shlomen. And here, a shlomen tzibur, a shlomen shulchan, but a shlomen, brought by shulchan, why not? And the mincha, we learn after the fact, there's only a mincha sayach, there's no, mincha is not brought by shulchan. It's not brought by shulchan, it's how you have an institution, a mincha sayach tzibur. But the answer is, it's not a shulchan, it's not a combination of many people together. People is one unit. What's the one unit? Shlomen, sir. So if you would have had such a thing as a mincha sayachutin, happens that it doesn't exist. There is no such thing. You would have had such an institution, a Mincha Sashutin. One of the children would have been a Kohen. Then you would have had this problem that Kohanim used to tine. How can you wouldn't be able to do Mitzvah and then eat the Shiori HaMincha because it says in the Torah, from such kind of follow-up, you're not permitted to eat the Shiori HaMincha. Hashem came, now that we assume that there's no such thing as a Mincha Sashutin, but there is such a thing as Mincha Sashibur, so what's the answer? There is not Shutin. The answer is it's not a Shutin, it's not a collection of various people. It's one unit, the Klal Yisrael treated as one unit. So that one unit is Mishkan Kohen, Mishkan Levi. Mishkan, Klal Yisrael, it's not Kohen. There are Kohanim there are individual Kohanim who are members of the Klal Yisrael, but when you speak of Levi and Klal Yisrael as a whole, it's not for the Kohen. So that's the answer to the time that the Kohanim had with Manamit. So that's exactly why the Shvua that was taken by Avot Avoteinu and Arvus Moyav is binding on all the Doros HaGoyim, because we treat the whole Klal Yisrael as one unit. That's exactly what the Gemara has in Sochem and Teref Mokim Shinogu. And you have in the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch like that, that there are different types of minhagim. There's a minig ha-yochid. A guy has one private minig. He runs the Shulchan every Thursday night, whatever. One private minig. He runs Tanya every Wednesday night, whatever. He runs the Fabrangan every Tuesday night. Private minig. Then you have a minig ha-mishpacha, then you have a minig ha-ir, then you have a minig of Klal Yisrael. Yabinhoven, let's say a minig, why is a minig binding? A minig is binding become neder. That's how the Rishonim said based on Igmar in the Dorim. A minig is considered as if the person had said it was Makabal al Atmo, the neder to observe the Bible, but he didn't say it, he doesn't have a flaw that a neder is only binding if it's Levatik and Sassan. Neder should be Shavu Levatik and Sassan, the Harlai, the Chosin and Pashu Zayikra. So the Achranim answer, the Rishonim and Achranim answer that the only time you need Levatik is Sassan is if it's Nidri Harishut. But a Nidri Mitzvah, it's treated like Hegdish, like Hapatoshes Korbonas. And the Gemara Shavuot runs out from the Pasuk, Kol Nadiv Leiv Oilo, Esei Viyu, it's the Pasuk Nadiv Ayamin, that those who would volunteer to be Magdish of Korban Oilo, so the Korban Oilo became Kodosh, the Nadiv Nisalei, just the Machshava Olam. that when you get the Hakdash of Karbonis, you don't need the Baki to Tisa. The Rishonim say, the Rishonim say that it's the Rosh, not that the time is for. But if Lav Dab Kikon is Yidle Goyloi, so the person is Mekabal time is Beligo, if Mekabal for Seth is time is, let's say. He wants to be Mekabal time is Beligo, he wants to be Mekabal time is Beligo, he wants to be Mekabal Yom Kippur early. He wants to be Mekabal Beligo to fast tomorrow. I read in time is Mekabal, what he say is, he's Mahari Beleg. But Rabbi Tam says that to hear Beleg is enough because it's the same as Karbonis. And then Rishonim hold that the Rabbi Tam is saying it's not only going to get to kindness, the kindness is the same as Karbonis. The same is true regarding only the mitzvah. That any nether mitzvah, nether legavatari, is Karbon Achshavah. That's the whole basis of the Dinam and Hagim. And Hagim not binding, meaning he's binding the Tam there. So the question is, that's Rishonim meaning a Yachid. Now how do you have a minute Hamishkofa? How do you have a minute Hatzibu? How do you have a minute Kolintra? And the Rabbi clearly has such things. Take the marshal, a person doesn't want to wait 6 hours in the translation to know. So can he make a Hathoros in dark? It says in the Shulchan Aruch that if a person has a minute Tariq and he decides he doesn't want to continue with the minute Tariq, he can make a Hathoros in dark. So the Pashto says that that's only the minute Ayachid. If you start, I start a minute Tariq, but I go to the Shulchan Aruch, now I decided, whatever, I'm overburdened with college work, or whatever it is, he's too busy, he has no time, so he wants to have a thousand bucks. So on that, you can have on a private net there, a private minik trade, you can have a thousand bucks. But it's a minik that all the Jews from that part of the world had a minik to wait 6 hours in the translation of Milchus. So you have to get the whole flowering soil, you have to get that section of the Jews, get all the Jews from Galicia and Poland and Russia and all those parts of the world to be Martinetta. If they'll all be Martinetta, that'll be the end of that minik trade. But if you can't get everybody to be Martinetta, you can't be Martinetta all on your own. It's not a private minik. So where did it come from, this institution? That a minute could be binding the Tam Nether, why should I be bound by the Nether? That my great grandfather took, a group of people took a Nether in the days of the week and the Rambam to wait 6 hours between Sashis and Milchus, so it's binding on me. So the answer is yes, based on this, it's even a Tashi. That's exactly what this was. The Christian Greek was entered into by a Shrua, but all over the Shrua. And the Shrua that was taken, we say a person is Mujbu Yain in the Hasina. The Gemara says, when a person has to like fill him, he has to put on sisters and something, has to eat matzah. The Gemara writes the Lashon, Mujbil Yom HaSin. What do you mean, I'm Mujbil Yom? I wasn't there, I didn't take a Shavuot. My Neshama was there. My Neshama takes the Shavuot, it's not binding. You have to have a living person, flesh and bones, take a Shavuot. Neshama's Shavuot are not binding. So the answer is, it doesn't matter. Since Klal Yisrael took the Shavuot, the Torah is Klal Yisrael, and I'm a member of that Klal Yisrael, so it is binding. So the Neshama was there, affected, and I'm looking into the lab that we all have a certain sense of the Shema. Mantir, you're also up in Ethel Ruki, Shepatola. That's a different thing. But the halacha is, it's not, that's not why the Zinia has held up on. We live in the family also, we treat the whole family as one unit. It's a minute past it, and we treat the whole family as one unit. This should really also. This should really, the Nikar Adina should only apply to a minute of Kalisha. Minute of Kalisha should be done in the family. But then, in the family, we treat the minute of here. Many times it's also just the year and the mishpacha were a unit. That you don't have to talk in a lot. You get in the back, you get in the back, you get in the back, you get the whole kehillah, Mishav are not minik, then it would be okay. The problem is you didn't get the whole community where you come from. If you market that letter, then you can't be marketed in the family, then you go family. All of the life today, in the family. They'll all be stuck if you want to be involved in a minute. I don't know. It's a question of how far you go. That's called Loire Inu Ein Araya. Loire Inu Ein Araya, but the Shachar is a week for Vea Minu. The question is how far you go with that. In the beginning of the Yeredei, we quote that even our woman is committed to Shech today, but the minute is that we don't allow women to do Shech. So he asked the Kasha, I Loire Inu Ein Araya, just for centuries and centuries, we never heard that a woman was a Shechetei. Therefore, it's a Raya that a woman is committed to Shech for the Shachar. No, it's not a Kasha. Not that it's a Raya that a woman is committed to Shech. Maybe a woman is committed to chef, no right, but the minig is that they don't chef. The Loirinu, although it's not a raya, but it's kaveh what the minig is. The minig is that they don't chef. Even though there wasn't the conscious effort exerted to see to it that the women don't chef. We never heard that there was a consciously bedavki that didn't allow women to chef. That's the way it turned out. The women never were interested in becoming the shofet. They were interested in raising families and helping out their husbands. But still, the shofet is that Loirinu ain't right, but it is kaveh what the minig is. Right. It's a major record. It's a major shine. It's a custom to stuff. That's how far you go with the new home. You just give it a shot. The custom at the end of this, the first section of the Sovereign, says, on the Sovereign Hashem, Latin, my middle is run with an end. I really must have called you a terror. Great, the Rashi quotes from the mother and Sahedrin Dachman Gimel that this custom is the first of the Dinan Kodishal Arabian. To see to it that the other people do the mitzvahs and that the other people don't do the others, to force the others. Yeah, you have to demonstrate that to the shamans and so on. And certain things about Allah require that you have to demonstrate. It's a din. You have to have a murder halal to decide, like any din in the Torah, you have to decide when yes and when no. But there is such an institution. It's not just that it's Hetzke Petrushka, everybody does whatever they want. It's not just that each guy is for himself. The Torah says, Lassos, we have an obligation to see to it that all the other Jews also do the mitzvahs. That's the din of Kodesh HaRei, he's already said, the din of Varvus. Din of Varvus, the Gemara has both for the Yeh, and Mitzvah Tam, and the Yeh, who are there. You have to try to teach them that the other people don't do Aveir, and if you don't bother them, you will be punished for their Aveir. And you have to try to speak to them that the other people do Mitzvah. And if they can't do the Mitzvah on their own, you have to help them out, to enable them to do the Mitzvah. Even to the extent, Rashi, in the end of the third prayer from Rosh Hashanah, has the following interpretation. All the Rishonim have to seem to agree with Rashi. Mar says in Rosh Hashanah, the Mishnah says that a woman cannot be the balas tokeya. And the women's meaning, okay, the women have their own caregivers on Rosh Hashanah and Kiddush, you can speak to the balas tokeya, you can stand there and do whatever you want. The men's meaning, a woman cannot be the balas tokeya on Rosh Hashanah because she caught the chenemitzvah. The Mishnah says, like a cotton. A woman is like a cherishah to the cotton. Because a woman has the same size as a cherishah to the cotton, and whoever's not mechui b'dover, cannot be much like the same thing with Rabbi Tanaimi, cannot be Balpakeh because he's part of the Mitzvah Kirishah. Whoever is not Mechui Zidavah cannot be much like him with Dei Chayvah. So what's the din if somebody was already Yotzik Kirishah? I already heard Kirishah. So I'm no longer Mechui Zidavah. So can I go to the hospital later or to the old age home later and blow shirtless to the people who didn't yet see it? You should say I'm no longer Mechui Zidavah. And you say I'm Mechui Zidavah, I'm not yet Sacherim with Dei Chayvah. I cannot be much to you. So the Gemara has the shayla, is any Kiddush? Any Kiddush? What if I already was making Kiddush? And then somebody comes in who's in his Kiddush yet, so can I repeat Kiddush a second time for the purpose of being made to him if I don't eat it myself? So the Gemara says, the Gemara has the shayla at the end of the third period. And the Gemara has come to the conclusion that yes, that even if Yotza, mostly, even if I already was making Kiddush, I was already making Kiddush, I can repeat Kiddush and I can blow again his Kiddush to someone else, Yotza can be Moshi. So Rashi is bothering the question, why not? Why don't you say, since the Yotza already is no longer called the Mechui Zidava, he's not Mechui Zidava, he can be Moshi Hem Behevah, and why is it in fact that Yotza is Moshi? Rashi has a comment that Rabbi Mishayim spoke, Rabbi Mishayim agreed, And Kol Yisrael Areidim Zeh Bo Zeh. What does it mean? That even though I already was Yerzi Kiddush, and I already heard Tzir Shaifer, but Kozman is one Jew in the world who wasn't Yerzi Kiddush yet. Kozman is one Jew in the world who wasn't Yerzi Tzir Shaifer yet. It's considered as if I wasn't fully Yerzi, my obligation is Kiddush, and my obligation is Tzir Shaifer. So therefore I'm a dying lawyer. I'm still called the Mechudu Zidol. I'm a little bit Mechudu. Basically, it's just seen as I was Yerzi, but the Dina of August makes clear that I wasn't fully Yerzi my fears of Kiddush. So I still have, in a certain sense, I still have an obligation of Kiddush and Tzir Shaifer. Therefore, when I blow Shaifer the second time, I'm not only being Yerzi him, I'm being Yerzi myself and him together. That's why the Abbe Meza has a Tshuva, Tzatzah Hilchas Rosh Hashanah. He says, based on the Gemara Megillah and the Gemara Brachas, that what if the Baal Tekeya, we're ready with Yerzi and Shul, wants to blow a second time in order to be Moishi, the Chodim, and he's staying in the hospital in the old age home. What if the Baal Tekeya wants to put cotton in his ears and his love, so that when he blows Shaitan, he won't hear anything? The second time. When he blows second time, he won't hear. He doesn't have to hear. What if he has to hear? He's ready to hear Shaitan the first time. He's only blowing now that the other people should be Yerzi, that the Chodim and the Kedim should hear. And they don't have any ear love. They're listening. They said, he's not here. What do they have to hear? Rav Menezer has a riot in the Gemara that they wouldn't be Yotze. So because when you say, Yotze Moitze, even though I was ready Yotze to hear Shaykh, but when I blow a second time, can be Moitze the others? They can be Yotze. That's because when I'm blowing the second time, I'm still Mechuyah Bedover. I'm blowing for myself and for the other person. They should be, together. So I have to blow for myself and for him. So if I have cotton in my, if I have earplugs and I can't hear the tears the second time, I can't be Yotze, then he can't be Yotze. We've not been a Yotze or Moitze. Even though I was Yotze, I can be Moitze you without being Moitze myself. No. I can only be Moitze you if at the same time I'm being Moitze myself, because I wasn't fully Yotze because now there's still another Jew in the world who wasn't Yotze. But that's what the Rebbe has a right on my Gemara, from the Gemara and Brachas, from the Gemara and Megillah, that he cannot have an earplug at the time that he blows the second time. The question is, because it sounds very homiletic. This is so. I called my Rebbe one Jew at the end of the world who wasn't Yotish. He said, I wasn't fully Yotish in my Mitzvah. And if I'm still Mechuyah Zedover, it's Alberah Hadush, no? Rafi Alocha like that. The Shagatai said, yes, Taka Jews. Shagatai has a simon and a safety. He says, it's only good for Mitzvah Zerah Bonah. Mitzvah Zerah Bonah is another. He says, on the first day, Rosh Hashanah, if I already was Yotish, he was from Shul, and I'm going to go to the old age home to blow for them, he says, I can't be much here. On the second day of Rosh Hashanah, the Tzitzis are only there, or on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, the Mayor Pelech, the phone in the hub, the Mayor Pelech, I should be more said to the Gates of Kiddush, the Mayor Pelech and Kiddush, and the Mayor Pelech is offered by Kiddush with their rights to. So the Shagatari claims that if you look carefully in the left Rashi in the third Pelech in Rosh Hashanah, Rashi comments that the Mayor Pelech not Kiddush on Yom. How did Rashi have Rosh Hashanah Pelech not Kiddush on Yom? Let's talk about Kiddush on Shabbat. So he says that's the reason why, because Rashi holds that Kiddush on Yom is only Rabbanon, and by the Mishnah writes in the end of the Shabbos, the Kiddush on Yom is only the Rabbanon. But Rashi apparently thinks like the Mishnah, Kiddush on Yom is only the Rabbanon, so with respect to Mitzvah the Rabbanon, you can say, Yotza Moitzi, but with respect to real Mitzvah the Rashi, like Kiddush on Shabbos, which is a Mitzvah on Torah, you couldn't possibly say, Yotza Moitzi. That's impossible. There is no such thing. The Gemara says that in a year to Boyamini Kisam and Boyamini Yari Ha'ish, other blocks. But not in a year to Kiddush is a good day, right? And then he says that this is the Kavan of Rashi and Asaf and Drachas on the Men Ches. The Gemara seems to say there that if I didn't eat, and but other people did eat, today Shvir, the other people like Shvir, today Shvir, they're looking for bench, they're going to come out of and they don't know how to bench. They're on the horse, they don't know how to bench. So can I bench to be Moshe then? So Rashi says, I can't bench to be Moshe then. So he says, no, Mikra, then you would have said, you have some Moshe, horrible, so he thought already that he could be Moshe then. But over here, not, because how can he say, well, Shaham, Shalom, 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 Shalom. But Rashi holds not so. Rashi seems told that Mikra Adim, you cannot be Moshe the other person. So the Talmud is like saying, forgive. Why not say, Yotza Moshe? So Shalom says, that's why, because the Hamazan, when he ate bread today, he is a good day, right? We don't say Yotza Moshe. This is how he interprets the Tur in the name of the Goyim. And the Shabbos, the Tur quotes to Shem HaGoyim, that on Kiddush on Shabbos, you don't say Yotza Moshe. But he interprets that that's the Kavon Sadena. Kiddush on Shabbos is a right? The Gemara only says you should be most of someone else to the Danyan to see if the Shabbos is not. That's when he says, no, it's a Chiddush Nikla, we don't hold like that. The Minig Rav and the Thursday Nacht on the first day of Rosh Hashanah when the Tzir is out there, right? It's a Minig Bechol Oilam Kumar. If somebody who is ready to see Tzir goes to the Old Day Chum, whatever, it's a blow for the other people. So we don't follow that Rosh Hashanah. We don't follow this Shabbos Tzir. We have a different Shabbos than all around. We have a completely different Shabbos. The first can have a different Shabbos than all around. That's what the Shabbos Tzir has. So there's this whole story that Yotzam Reit is based on the assumption that Polish or Ravens at the Zet is considered as if he's still Mechuyim the Dov, or the whole Shetel is only good for, on a level of the Rabbana. He claims on a level of the Reit is not good. We don't accept this opinion.
So what is the Shabbat?
Right? Is that
the
That's a new problem. That's a new problem. The Rosh and Brochus and Daf Menches and that Daf makes the statement that there's no din of orbis by women. Kacha. That orbis is only called the Rebbe Zebbe, there's only men. By women, there's no din of orbis. So the Poskim, the Mishnah Berurah, in the beginning of the Hilchos Kiddush, quotes this whole discussion. So the Poskim on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, that's the Dovah Mavavah, the Ha'orah says the Rebbe Yehuda, and the Rebbe Yehuda has a Shulchan Aruch, and the Mishnah Berurah has a long time of Ha'orah. So the folks can ask a question of the husband when he was going to Kiddush and Shul, Kiddush and Shiva. Because the requirement to Kiddush Alayayin is assumed only to be for the Rabbanim. The Rambam and most custom hold that Kiddush Alayayin is only the Rabbanim. I tell you, Kiddush and Shul. So when the person daven Ma'ariv and Shul, he was here to Kiddush with the Raisa. So how can that be casually asked? How can he come home and recite Kiddush to his wife? If the wife didn't daven Ma'ariv yet. The wife didn't have Meir, but the Gemara says that women are obligated to recite Kiddush Min HaTorah on Shabbos. If the wife is Mechuyim in Kiddush Min HaTorah, and the husband was Yotze Kiddush Min HaTorah, he's only Mechuyim in Kiddush Min HaTorah, so it should be Alei Yayin. Min HaTorah, he's Yotze Rebbe, so you say Yotze Noitzi. Once he was Yotze, he can still recite Kiddush at the same time to be Noitzi his wife, but the Rosh makes the comment that there's no orbis on women. That's the taina that the person says. Some person say that you should have in mind when you daven Meir is on Friday night, not to be able to Kiddush Deraisa, so that when you come home and you recite Kiddush Alayayin, that will be the Kiddush Deraisa. That's what some say. And others say that it's a misunderstanding of the Rosh, but the Rosh only said that women don't have any orbis on behalf of men. The men do have orbis on behalf of women. The men are mechayiv to see to it that the women fulfill the mitzvah, but the women are not mechayiv to see to it that the men fulfill the mitzvah. The Rosh is speaking about whether a woman is mechayiv to go out of her way to be moitzi a man, to see to it that the man is yotzi. So that's what the Rosh is. And then Rebbe Kibbeh says that the whole thing is a mistake from the beginning to the end. That the Rosh never said anything. The Rosh just made the following statement. If there is a mitzvah that a woman is exempt from, if there is a mitzvah that the woman is patur from, women are not included in Rosh. It says, "Atam nitzav hayom kulchem, hachol bachol mikol." Everybody, I didn't say the women. It says this to the women. Chab chem yishchem. It says the women, and this is the parsha of Orvis. It says, "Kol nitzav arayim nevezer." The men for the women for the men. Hachol bachol mikol. Everybody. What does the Rosh mean? The Rosh says mafurish or kiveg in the tshuva. Says Rosh mafurish a different thing. If there's a mitzvah that women are parted from. So not only are they potter from fulfilling the mitzvah themselves, they're not mechuyev to see to it that the men fulfill the mitzvah. Orvus is not a separate obligation. Orvus is an extension of the obligation of the mitzvah itself. If I read in Lushofer, and there's one Jew at the end of the world that didn't Lushofer yet, then my mitzvah, Tia Shofer, is not yet complete. I wasn't fully yet. But if the woman is not mechuyev to Tia Shofer, she's not mechuyev. She's not mechuyev to see to it that the men fulfill the Tia Shofer. That's what the Rosh says. Never meant to say in either direction that women don't have orgasms for men don't have orgasms for women. But if you make this, the whole thing is a mistake. Those are the three shatim in the Achrayim and what the Rosh was driving at. Some said that the Rosh meant to say there's no orgasms in either direction. Others meant to say, no, there's no orgasms. The women don't have orgasms on behalf of the men. The men do have orgasms for women. And Rabbi Zvega said the whole thing is a Torah's new Korah. But in the Chumash was said, Takhtan the Sheikh and everybody all together, then it says, orgasms. This is the Pasha of Torah's already every day. There's always in both directions, just on a mitzvah that the women are potter from, and that they don't have any orders. And the same thing with there's a mitzvah that I'm potter from, so I don't have any orders. Anybody else? Okay. Some Sefer has a different reason why you have to have negative kavana. And Mishmona has nothing to do with the women. Even a single person also, he says, should have negative kavana, and he says it's assumed that you have negative, you have kavana, shalom ha'atik kiddush. Why? Because when the Chachamim made a takana that you should say kiddush alayayin, the nature of that takana was that you should be able to kiddush deraisa alayayin. Not that you should be able to kiddush deraisa however you want and then repeat kiddush. To satisfy the requirement of the Rabbanah to repeat kiddush alayayin. He said, no, the takana the Rabbanah was to be able to kiddush deraisa alayayin. Says it's assumed like a tonight says, he says it's assumed that everybody davens Maariv, it's assumed that they had kavana not to be able to kiddush by night. This din, yes, this din of Yotza Moitzi is only if he's in a Yochol. If he's unable to do it himself, then I can do it for him. Let's say he doesn't know how to say Kiddush. I can say Kiddush and be Moitzi him. But if he knows how to say Kiddush himself, so it's not proper l'chatchila for me to say the Kiddush for him, let the guy say his own Kiddush. Yeah, so let's say at Lo Shefer for the person in the hospital, because they know how to say their own bracha. If it's a woman, they cannot say the bracha for the woman, because she's not mechiven to Kiyah Shefer. So there's no din of barbus, I should say a bracha for her. Yes, but still there's no arvus for the woman. But if it's a man and he's mechiv to, he is kiyas and he's mechiv to have a bracha, if he knows how to recite the bracha himself, the proper thing is he should say the bracha himself. If he doesn't know how to say the bracha himself, then you can allow yotzam, then I can say the bracha for him. If there's no arvus for women, then I couldn't blow a second time for the women. That's right. Then the woman wouldn't be yotzer. We assume not so. The common practice is that a man who is yotzer tkiyas in shul goes and he blows for his figure. He goes for his grandmother at home. We assume not so. We assume that there is arvus for women. At least halfway. The men for women, we certainly assume that there's arvus. Even women for men, Rabbi Kivayi says there's also arvus on those mitzvahs that they make. That's the question.
That's
a big machlokes in Rishonim. Are you permitted to carry the shofar in the streets on behalf of a woman? Because the women don't have a beard, right? The tour closed the machlokes in that time. We pass the mutter. We pass them. That's called Tzara Hayotza. We pass them that the low shofar for women. Okay. No, you can say that it's only Eichel Nefesh Mamish, it's Tzara Yamtza, it means it's a real religious need. It's neither a physical need nor a religious need, it's a spiritual need. And it's a mitzvah. I think they're not before you. So that's a machlokes. So Maharam Rutenberg was machlana. He held that it's forbidden to carry the shofar in the streets on behalf of a woman. To carry for a man is mutter. To carry a lulav or a shofar that a woman should be out there is called Shlomo Tzara Plach. And then he's got a mitzvah like the other Rishon, machlokes in the Rishon. Rosh talks about a woman benching could be motzi a man who ate on the assumption that women are potter from Birchas HaMozim and Atar. Gemara has a shayla where the women are motzi to recite Birchas HaMozim and Atar and the Rabbanon. So on the tzad that you assume the women are only obligated to recite Birchas HaMozim and the Rabbanon, they will not be able to bench could be motzi men. So the Rosh asks, why not say yes to motzi? He says, no, there's no orbit by women. But Rabbi Kivayi says it doesn't mean anything, it just means if you assume that women are part of benching, so there's no orvis for anybody. It's not because they're women men. If women are part of benching, so there's no obligation on their part to see to it that the men are here to bench. An obligation out of mitam habatir chater mitam nayish. It's a general obligation. Baruch Hashem is the Torah. There's a position mitzvah, but it's not a chiluk of that mitzvah. So they're not called mechiv b'dover on that mitzvah. Right. It's a different mitzvah. Baruch Hashem is the Torah. That's bracha to anyone who sees to it that others fulfill it.
Going
to habe ich gedacht, was? Ja, die Kurs ist okay. The Vega just says the reverse. If you have a mitzvah that the woman is potter from, so not only is she potter from that mitzvah, she doesn't have a din of bargo with the secret that others should do that mitzvah. You can't say that the woman is mechuyev to blow shayfer in order to be mitzvah the man. The woman is potter from shayfer, so she's potter from seeing to it that her sons or her husband fulfill the kiyush. That's all he says. But he doesn't say that men blowing for women. There's no chiyuv. There's no chiyuv. The woman is not mechuyev, but if the woman wants to, so the man can be mechuyev to the woman. She's interested in hearing chiyuv, so the man can be mechuyev to the woman. The Torah writes on the Torah, Hashem Hashem Ma'aniglas Lomo V'Hei Ad Olam. Lassus Kaldiri HaTorah says, why does it say Ad Olam? Ad Olam, we know all the mitzvahs of the Olam word. That's what the most positive means, is the mitzvah of Bani the Olam word. In the Sefer Kulchemda, he has a very interesting comment on this pasuk. He says, based on the Maharal Mipra, quoted by the Avnei Nezer in the Tshuva, Tzeres Yerodeya, Maharal Mipra says that the Chiyuv Orbis only began to show Yisrael as Hayardim when they came over to Eretz Yisrael. And they got Eretz Yisrael, because the state of Orbis is based on the institution of Numa HaYisraeli. If you have a Jewish nation, then you can say, Kol Yisrael HaLeim Zedizeh. Kol Zman that they want Yechidim, Yechidim Boyedim, they can say that there are raising Zedizeh. So when did the Klalitos become an Umay Yisraeli? You start to say, yeah, when you get a national homeland, then you call the nation. You don't have a homeland, is it? So one might have thought, that's what the Avnei Nezer points out, one might have thought that Mishigolu Yisrael Meyartzom after the Golu, but just like Kodim Shemit Nisalorus, there wasn't a Dina Gorgo, so one might have argued the point that after they left, after they kicked out of Eretz Yisrael, left the Chud by Tishim, there should continue to be no Dina Gorgo. That's what the Pasuk says, no, Aniglus Lona Veneno Ad Oilom, that the Dina Gorgo continues on even through the years of Golos, even though we're no longer in Eretz Yisrael. So the question topic is why? So the question topic is why? But if we don't have Eretz Yisrael, then what unites us as the Umay Yisrael? So now, after 1948, there's no question anymore. But in between the year 70 and the year 1948, what do we do for those 1200 years? That the Teretz is that even when Eretz Yisrael wasn't in our hands, it still belonged to us. Loi midboi kedusha shniya that we take kedusha l'shaita and kedusha l'avdi lavoi, that we maintain the kedusha, but even kedusha mishana, which is kedusha l'shaita, but like kedusha l'avdi lavoi, we assume that at the time of the Chulim Bayis, Yishan kedusha, sorry, it was mizbatla, the kedusha was mizbatla. But the moment is the ownership of Eretz Yisrael, our day called Yisrael was never in his battle. Eretz Yisrael belonged to the Jewish people throughout all the 70 years of the Golan Bubble. It was never part of the Bible. Remember many years ago, right after the Sinai campaign, whenever that was. When was the Sinai campaign? 1952. A long time ago. So Rabbi Zorin came to speak in the Yeshiva at that time. He's Lou Shaper in Har Sinai. So he spoke in the Yeshiva, so Rabbi Soloveitchik was Mechaber him, and he should say a shiur. So the Rabbi learned from Hedrin on the first prayer. Rabbi Zorin said on the Hashir on the first Mishnah. We weren't learning about Beit, we had Hashir on the first Mishnah. He said at that time a joke that the Gemara says in Eretz Yisrael they had a practice. The High Tzurim Rabbanon, when a Talmud Chacham would make a, when a Yeshiva Bachur would make a Siyam Asichta, that they would throw a party for him. They said, why in Eretz Yisrael? Because in Eretz Yisrael they learned very, very slowly. He says, maybe not a place they learn fast, in Eretz Yisrael they learn so slowly, because the thing, you can afford to make a party when a guy makes a Siyam. So if you learn, let's say, in a Hungarian Yeshiva, the guy makes a Siyam every other day, so the Rashi will go broke if you make a party. But when in Eretz Yisrael they don't make some success, he says to the boys, I don't know where you're holding on Shia, but I'm holding on that base. So he's going to say Shira on that day. So he said at that time, that when the first place HaMikdash was destroyed, not only was the Kedusha cancelled, the Bailos of Klal Yisrael was cancelled also, and Eretz Yisrael didn't belong to the Jews. Rabbi Soloveitchik disagreed with him, and he didn't listen. So the next day, I think he said from Abisa Zalman also, that Abisa Zalman said something in the state on Iran. We have an offer. The next day after Rabbi Zorin was no longer around, so Rabbi Soloveitchik says that the Melech Mishin Shkul Hashem in Kotel Kotel Barad, whenever the Rebbe makes a mistake, you have to speak up and have to let it go fine, because he wants to see again, but he thinks that Rabbi Zorin was 100% dead wrong. Chalila v'chalila to say like that Eretz Yisrael, we lost the Bible in Eretz Yisrael, it's not true, that the Jewish people always owned Eretz Yisrael from the days of Avraham Avinu. And if Rabbi Zorin told Rabbi Zorin, Kumar Tal Wars, the Orkel Rosh, the Kilchoy Tnenor, the Gemara says in Barabbas of Gav Kuf, that Avraham Avinu was playing Eretz Yisrael at Eich HaZoche, by walking around, and it wasn't that there was a promise of Havtocha, and we were playing Eretz Yisrael in the days of Yishuv Benun. We weren't playing the days of Yishuv Benun, there was a Chalukah. The Gemara says the Bavli Yamri Yishami Sena Surah 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 Sena. And we maintain that Bailus, even throughout the Golus Rishon and the Golus Shem, it always belongs to the Jewish people. So that's all. Bipashtus, the Pshat and the Toshas, and Hanigulos, Lono, Vaneno, Adoilom, even after the Noah Sahurban. We're speaking only about the Toshas there. The person says it's going to be a Churban, it's going to be a Golus. And Moshe Rabbeinu says that even Adoilom, during the period of the Golus, Eretz Yisrael will still belong to the Jewish people, even if the Jewish Sarah will be fought on. That's irrelevant, but Eretz Yisrael will still be our moment. And therefore we all relate to this country even during the years of Golus, and therefore we do constitute a Kali Son that still has been a Kali Son already in Jezebel.
But
there should have been a Dinah Kibish Muhammad, a Dinah Kibish Muhammad, the universal law that applies in all countries, and whenever one nation conquers another, so the conquering nation wins in its China. Except for
Israel.
The Baba Chereb, for those who follow Baba Chereb, has a few times Baba Chereb's comments on the first Rashi. But that's what Rashi seems to say. And he quotes many sources in the Gemara that they took in the Tanakh. That's tough, not like other gods, like other salvation. Because it all belongs to the Jewish people from the beginning to the end. We never lost our Bailus over Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is unlike all other things in the world that are subject to Kiddush Mochama, Eretz Yisrael is not subject to Kiddush Mochama. Once Avraham Avinu was trained, the Baruch Hashem said, that's it. They made a bridge, the Chazanish writes in his day from Shavit. Want to look it up, it's Sim and Chav Falos Oichel. Chazanish writes, why did the Baruch Hashem make a Haftach, why did he give a promise to Avraham Avinu that he's going to give merit to Israel? He said, he already made a kinyan with him. Avraham Avinu made the kinyan. What did he give a shvuah? Let's say, I give you a bar mitzvah first, the Chasmah Tanas. I give it to you, and after I give it to you, I swear that it's yours. But I have to swear, I have it ready. You can swear, yeah, you can swear, no, I have it ready. So the answer is, the Chazanish says, no, the Baruch Hashem gave it to Avraham Avinu, but then that's not enough. If I give you something, it will be a Kiddush Mochama, so the conquering, the victorious army will be kind. Kiddush Mochama is kind, and the Gemara has his business, the universal principle, the Mojit Yidachlam says, here, after the Baruch Hashem gave a Shavua, and then he says, the Jews with Avraham Avinu, after he returned to Eretz Yisrael, he said, and so will always belong to you and your descendants, the other boys, not the same Kiddush Mochama. Kiddush Mochama is not Kal on Eretz Yisrael. Because Muhammad can be called to be mafkir, the bylaws of the individual people. At the time of Purim Bayis Rishon, the individual people lost their bylaws struggles, but the Klal Yisrael didn't lose their bylaws struggles. It always belongs to Klal Yisrael as a nation. The Atzalti Pashtu is the Kavon over here, that Hanigulos, Lono, Vanenu, Adoylam, La Atos, even during the time of the Golos, this means Adoylam. He's ready after the Tehachah, where he's prophesying there's going to be a Golos. Vayichem Hashem Ya'al Masu, Yafu Zachem of the Kept of Golos, a very previous prophet. Even during his man of Golos. So even if one should assume that his Lord teacher lost his love, but the Bible is a very simple still is in the Jewish hand. That they owned the karka, but the terrorists, they didn't have the right to have. The name source didn't have the terrorist yet. So Mishal Yisrael Sayyar, and then they got the karka with the terrorists, half of Bapa Miko Kol, and everything belongs to us. And that was Adoyma. Mishal Yisrael Sayyar, and so the whole earth belongs to us, and the Elon was. What? What? I don't understand. Yeah. From the Rebbe Shlom, right. That's what Rashi says in the very first Rashi and Bereshit. The Rebbe Shlom created the world, and he's the boss, and he was marked there as the salt of Avraham Avinu, so the going can't have any kindness. That's why it says Bereshit is brought the king to write the history of the world from the beginning. That the Rebbe Shlom called Avraham Avinu to make a king, and it will be him. Different shape. Different, not relevant to the story. Torah has a din of acharta v'achayim. Ve'ein esat v'chanef ha'yam v'achayim v'chayim 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 v'chayim. What is the v'acharta v'achayim? The mistake of ha'redim is that the v'acharta v'achayim is the mocker to the din, the mistake of the right to the chumrah. Whenever there's a suffrage, they have to go to the chumrah. So you look around in the yeshivas, you see some people who really are very much into this. They're very machmer on everything. Whenever there's any suffix, whenever there's any imaginary suffix, whenever there's any machlokes, they're machmer for both opinions. That's what the Shulchan Aruch, they quote the institution of the Hasidic Ashkenaz, that they were choshes to be yetzir, they call hashikas. The Marshal in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah says that on the second night of Rosh Hashanah there's a machlokes. The Rosh quotes machlokes whether he says Shechyonu or not. So the Maharam Wittenberg instituted that in order to be sure that you're not saying a bracha l'matalos, you should have a begat chodesh l'tifadosh. You have to say Shechyonu anyway. V'chayin v'chayin. You have a lot of similar things. The Maharam Wittenberg and the Hasidic Ashkenaz introduced this theme into halacha to the Yetzir HaKalavei. And the Mishnah Berurah, you have to say them like that. Mishnah Berurah, every page in Mishnah Berurah, he quotes a machlokes when he says you should do it like that. So the Yetzir HaKalavei, why do we have to do the taka like that? Because in the machlokes Ashkenaz, the Nekama has to be straight up and sideways. So the Gemara says, put it slanty, then it's difficult. So you put it slanty. It's also from the Hasidic Ashkenaz. So it's in in Menachos, right? You put it slanty, so you get into Shul. No, the Marshal didn't put it slanting in the dishes. The Marshal? I don't know. The Marshal didn't put it slanting in the dishes. But if you put it the wrong way, it's no good. The Marshal is which way is the wrong way. But to make sure we clearly pass my brush straight up and down. But to satisfy it up in some sheets, so in my heart there to put it slanting. We do for Kahina Bahina, many, many things we do like that. Mr. Brewer made a whole thing out of this. He has on every page, he quotes Machlokes Hashem, Machlokes Hashem. He always tells you the best age is to do. Like that, a lot of times he goes to the pizza tchuka, he goes, it's a very, the koshi, do like this in the atheology, do like that, you know, from all 150 possibilities, so you go like that, and you get to all the different sheets. So this sometimes leads people to be antisocial, and to be serious, and to be a little bit mechanical, like robots, you know, just look for chumrah, another sheet. So the Torah tells us in Parshas Kisov that you're not supposed to be like that. The whole punishment of the Torah is tachas ha-shalavata, ha-shamachach, the simple two blades of mirav kol, that a person, the equal of Yiddishkeit is, but he should be mekai mitzvah, the simple, the two blades, you have to be cheerful, you have to have the simcha tachayim. You can have all the chumrah you want, but it should be the simcha. It shouldn't lead a person to be morose and to be antisocial and to be mechanical and to become a robot. That's not what the Baruch Shalom wants. Baruch Shalom wants both of Adam. He doesn't want sinning. He wants human beings to be human and to be happy and to be cheerful with life and so on. You have to be careful. And if a person sees that his being machmer is going to lead him to become a morose individual, so it's not for him. So he shouldn't. So he shouldn't be machmer. He's not cut out for that. He's gonna miss up on a much more important thing. So in Shulchan Aruch many times, if a person is machmer on something, it may sometimes be a mechzer kiyuhara. It may look like guys. Some people, you don't recommend to everybody that they should be getting Mishnah Berurah and be machmer to every sheet. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. The person, those people are going to violate tachas hashalav avarato, the simcha of tuv leiv merav kol, so it's better that they shouldn't be machmer. Big issue these days. You have to know when to be machmer and when not to be machmer. You have mitzvah mayevach and mitzvah of hakil, that on the sukkah is following the shnas hashmitzah, the parshas mayevach. Sukkah is following Shemitah, everybody has to come to Beis HaMikdash and the Melech has to read from the Sefer HaZorah. The special Sefer HaZorah that was written by Moshe Rabbeinu, there has to be a special Sefer HaZorah, a special standard. The Melech has to learn from the Sefer HaZorah. In this pasuk you see that there's a Kiyum Deraita, the Shulchan Aruch. You see that there's a Kiyum Deraita, Kriyas HaTorah. Even though Kriyas HaTorah is only Kafkanah of the Rabbanon, Kafkanah of Moshe Rabbeinu, Kafkanah of Ezra later, he extended it. Beis HaLevi writes in his Tshuva and Shmita that there are two types of Takanas the Rabbana. Sometimes there's a Takanas the Rabbana that's only a Kiyum of the Rabbana. Sometimes there's a Takanas the Rabbana that's a Kiyum HaMitzvah deraita, even if the Chachamim wouldn't have been Misakan, it would have been a Kiyum HaMitzvah anyway. Like davening. Tefila is only the Rabbana, let's say. So the person davening on a level of deraita, the Rabbana Shalom doesn't listen. The only listens on a level of the Rabbana. The deraita, the Rabbana Shalom doesn't listen, only the Rabbana. It doesn't make any sense. The Rabban writes and the Sefer HaMitzvah. The Indian has Tefila. It's certainly the right. The thing about Kiyum is only the one. What is Indian Kiyum? It means that the person davens on a level of the right number who used to, but it is a Kiyum. There is a Kiyum on mitzvah. If that person is volunteers to give a korban, he wasn't who used to volunteer that korban, but he gets a Kiyum on mitzvah. There's such a thing as a voluntary mitzvah. So the same is true for the third of the Tibur. So it's not a shmito, you know, to have Kriyasa third of the Tibur with a big fanfare, the metal flames, and the whole party floor walks in stairs, everybody walks in for a minute, they walk out, and the metal keeps on laying. There, they don't listen to every word. It's physically impossible. You can't have counselors up there in that row with a melech length. Someone needs a pasuk shas at the melech state in a length, and everybody walks in and walks out. They just walk in for a second and we hear a pasuk, and they walk out. And they walk in and hear a pasuk, they walk out. It's not shas. What are they going to lane 50 times? Even 50 times you can't lane. He lanes once, and everybody walks in and walks out. They keep on rotating. Everybody goes in a little bit. So that could be that it's only a hakka. Or one could say, others say not so. Shilta thinks so. So Reshikov used to say that Kriyas HaTer is a key of the right to all of us. Kriyas HaTer is always a key of the right. It's only a chiyuv, but so is not a shmita. But the key of it is whenever you have Kriyas HaTer of the Tzibur. The Chazanish writes that since Shviz Bizman Azeh is only the Rabbanon, so hakka cannot be a din de right to Bizman Azeh. You can't have hakka b'chla Bizman Azeh, you don't walk into the Azor, you're lost men. But even if he would be Tahor, but if he wouldn't have Shemitah Deraita, then the Hakka wouldn't be Deraita. He doesn't think. It says, the Moitoi Shnaas HaShemitah. The Moitoi Shnaas HaShemitah B'chag HaSukkot means the Sukkot following Shemitah. It was just a Shemitah year, but you didn't have to observe Shemitah. But he doesn't think that's what it means. He thinks, if you have to observe Shemitah, then I'll tell you, then the Sukkot following, you have to observe the Hakka. But if you didn't have to observe Shemitah, then I'll tell you, then you can't have Hakka Deraita. Because none of them don't have any Hakka. In Yerushalayim there was an old minhag that the people would go to the Kosh Lama from their Sharm, they would go to the Kosh Lama Rabbi with the little children, the Chalamai Tzuki, and they would lane from a Chumash to Tzuki. Yes. That was Zecha Lahako. And later in Parshas Vayelech, the Torah has another mitzvah, Kisva Lachem HaSashir HaZaz, Lamda is Gnei Sosim of the Thief, the Gemara in Masech HaSahedrin, and the second parak lines up in this Tzuki, that there's a Chiyad Min HaTorah, and coming upon each and every Jewish person, to write it, there's a Torah, to commission a person to write it, there's a Torah on his behalf. Even though it says, Kisra Lachemeth Ashira Hazot, and Ashira is referring to Hazinu, somehow or another, the Gemara understood that the obligation includes that you must to write the whole thing from the beginning to the end. That's the question, how do you know? But the Rambam says the comment, and the Shavisari Pine is on the Rambam. The question, how do they know that Shira does refer to everything from duration to the end of the beginning of the Torah? Maybe only goes on Hazinu, he says it goes on everything. The Tur quotes in the name of his father, the Rosh, the Yeridei Hilchos Sefer Torah, why don't people observe this mitzvah of Zeh? Only wealthy people commission a sefer to write a sefer Torah. Most people don't write their own sefer Torah. The Tur says in the name of the Rosh that there's manazeh v'yotzeh with writing Torah, with buying printed Torah. Why? Because, oh, get it on mitzvah, to learn from the sefer Torah, Kisra Lachem HaSashir, Lamed Ezmei Sosim Yisim. So all I did having a Jewish library is to read the book, not just to have it there, to read the book. And the Zvanazen, nobody reads the Sefer Torah. Where people read? Otzko. So you only heard to the mitzvah if you have Otzko. The machloik is between the Beit Yosef and the Bach. What did the Rosh mean to say? Does he mean that the Zvanazen, you don't have to write the Sefer Torah, you just have to buy Otzko? It means no. In addition to the Sefer Torah, you also have to get the Jewish press and the Otzko and the Senevaran and whatever else you plan to use. But you can't say that the whole mitzvah of Torah was Mishtane. You no longer have to write the Sefer Torah. That's the machlekes. So there's some sefer tainus against those who understood the rush to mean that Bizman Azeh, the whole mitzvah is mishtane. Some sefer was fighting against the reform movement. So he said, reform? What do you mean? The Torah has a mitzvah to have a library and a purpose to the Jewish library in order to read the book. But Bizman Azeh, we don't read the sefer Torah, we read in printed books. So we're not getting to the mitzvah writing the sefer Torah at all. Bizman Azeh, the whole mitzvah changes. So you can say the same sukkah, the idea of sukkah to demonstrate X, Y, Z. So Bizman Azeh, who sits in a sukkah, we should walk with with umbrellas. You can change every mitzvah like that. Say Bizmanazeh, take the kavanah on mitzvah and say that Bizmanazeh, we should have a different form of the kima mitzvah. Since the shalila happened to be the shat and the rosh meant to say that Bizmanazeh is a lama speak to write a sefer Torah. It's not enough. It's not sufficient. You have to write a sefer Torah and buy the printed form. So the minkacha has in his cheese and minchas aluva. He says no. There's a chantayt azor. Because the other pshat in the Rosh is the correct pshat. Because the Medvar Mamurim, when do you say that Loid Hashim and Tamir Yitro? That the Zvore, the Tam HaTere, the Tam for the Mitzvah doesn't regulate the Kiyama Mitzvah. That's only when the Torah doesn't write the Tam HaMitzvah the Seish. He and Torah write the Tam HaMitzvah right in conjunction with the Mitzvah. So the kids look at the Shiva Zos for what purpose? Lam did Gnei Sof Himu Zitzi? Since the Tam HaMitzvah is written in the Furish next to the Mitzvah, so the Gemara says in Sanhedrin in the second Torah that even the Rabbanah and the Rav Shimon who hold Loida, Hashim and Tani Yikro would agree They would say here that Tashina time is a cross, that the time of the mitzvah regulates the time of mitzvah. That's why the Rosh says that his man is there. But nobody in his right mind sits and reads from the Sefer Torah. We read from printed Torah, we read from Tanakh, we read from Moscow, whatever, Gemara, Mishnah, Mishnah, we don't know if sits and reads from the Sefer Torah for a long time. Therefore, you wouldn't be Mekayim in midst of the Zman HaZeh with the Sefer Torah. You'd only be Mekayim with written and printed Torah. That's what the Minchas Halos is Miyashim over here. That's what he said. You wouldn't be Yotze if you'd write a Sefer Torah. Only if you write this form that we use. That's Machloek, the Bach and the Beis Yosef, what did the Rosh mean? Machloek is the Chtam Tzoyf and the Minchas Halos, who is right? Beis HaLevi has the same as the Minchas HaLoza with respect to, on this point, with respect to a different kasha. The Rambam says that each and every male Jew is obligated to write a Beis Torah. So women are exempt from this mitzvah. So the Shabbatari has a tshuva where he disagrees with the Rambam. He hesitates and says, well, this is Tzoyf, so it's not Rambam. Why should women be potter? So you'll say, because the women are potter, because they say the Torah, the Gemara says, he gets in the afternoon, hey, that if the Misha writes the Tzoyf, the Torah is potter. But the Shabbat Mitzvah, the Misha, Yeshna, the Chir, Yeshna, the Tzivah, a woman is potter from Tzivah, so therefore she's possible for Tzivah to say the first Torah and the Zuz. So she'll engage a male servant to write the Zuz. I would say a klal, the Gemara has a klal in Nazir, the Kalmil to deal amongst the other Shalev and Matthew Mashri. If you are unable to do the mitzvah, if you are unable to do something yourself, you're also unable to appoint the Shalev to do it for you. So the Akhman would explain why it really shouldn't apply over here. It doesn't make any sense that it should apply. Based on the way Rav Chaim and Rav Shimon Shkot, and the way it's always understood in the Yeshiva, it shouldn't apply here. No, so the Ilamat Tavish Lot Amat Nashu shouldn't apply. That's what the Shabbatai says, the Rambam is wrong. But to see if the writer says the Torah is just as obligatory upon the women as it is upon the men. So what's the fact of the Rambam? It's a lady has in his tshuva, Chelagal from his body, and the tshuva where he explains the Rambam. So he says the Torah says, this will have a question, he says, Lam, this is the name of the Torah, see him. The purpose of writing says the Torah is upon the Torah, and the women, you know, are part of the Torah, there's not a secret. And then apostles, and then they were apostles, and Stephen's our Savior. All Stephen's our Savior is for the purpose of commentary. And here, since it's the time of the cross written in the apostles, there's no foolish in the Torah the reason for the mitzvah. Here, everybody holds. Here, the Rabbani of Shimon will agree that there's Shimon's time of the cross. That the reason for the mitzvah should regulate the applicability of the mitzvah whenever the reason doesn't apply. And the mitzvah doesn't apply.
How much do you write in
That's a big machlokes in the Paskim. The Sridhar Yesh quotes a lot of Acharonim who talk about that. Ali Yetzir says a Torah b'shutzer. The Gemara in the end of Chulin has a flaw. Whenever it says Lachem, that means that the mitzvah, the din applies b'shutzer. Whenever it says Lachor, it means it doesn't apply b'shutzer. The Gemara goes through a series of studies. And on this Paskim, the Gemara doesn't say anything. Rasha teach for Lachem, as a Shiran goes. So some Acharonim say, well, the Gemara gave the rules, so you apply it on your own. So teach for Lachem. Lachem means the shutzah to indicate that you can fulfill a mitzvah to the Torah. The shutzah, but you get many people together, and everybody writes one night, and everybody sponsors the writing of one night. All together, the shutzah to pay for the tzidkus of Torah. So everybody gets to the mitzvah of the shutzah. Another gedolim time is that even though the Gemara gives you the rule when it says lachem is the shutzah, and it says lachos not the shutzah, you have no right to apply the Gemara's rule in additional cases. The Gemara gives you this Russian. When they dash and when they don't dash, and they should get and Shuma and Mezuzah. The Gemara has 10-15 students. The Gemara doesn't say anything about this, but we don't know how to dash. We have lost the art of dashing in Sukkim. And even though the Gemara told us what the rule is, maybe there's some reason or another why the rule doesn't apply here. Right. You don't have Sinah here, that Kashi. So the Kashi and the Gemara says, should this is no good, and then have Sinah maybe that Gemara in Baruch Bata that says that Shutzah is no good. The Lula of the Shalai Ka'alocha. He says that maybe we should pass that Shutzah is good. It's against all everything in the Shulchan Aruch. And we have seen it in Moira that time. So this is a deal in Achayim. Are you yoked in the midst of Shiva Sefer Torah? There's a lot of literature on that. A lot of people write a letter to tell us that so the Minchas Saluza and the Beit HaLevi say no, that the mitzvah is only for the purpose of learning it. The person doesn't learn, does he? No. It has to be that you've got to learn from. But if it's not the person that learns from. I'm Ramban, in the beginning of Mitzvah, I forgot to mention, Ramban has about the creature's grid. He suggests that maybe just like at Har Sinai, it says that Moshe Rabbeinu brought special korbanos for the purpose of the creature's grid, and the Parshas Mishpat, and maybe here too in Parshas, by the Arvis Moir, the Bris and Arvis Moir, when it says it's a creature's grid, the Avachah, the Bris Hashem Akech, the Yolosoi, maybe this was the same as in Har Sinai, that they brought the same type of korbanos. The Chiddush, Ramban in the beginning of the first Aliyah Mitzvah. Normally, whenever you have two Sedras, there are two Minhagim in the Rishonim, whether you say the Haftarah of the first Sedra or the Haftarah of the second Sedra. Abu Dram quotes the Minhagim. My meaning is that we only say the Haftarah of the second Sedra. And you have the Kubarim except for a few exceptions, right. So here's one of the exceptions of the Aliyah. But we want to have the Shevet and the Chemsa, so we learn the Haftarah of Tzoy Tzotis B'Hashem, the Shabbat, and then Shabbat Shuvah, we're going to learn Haftarah Shuvah Yisrael. That's Shuvah. Very few exceptions. Special reasons like once in a long while. When is the Chuvah? Yeah. There are only two. I think there are only two exceptions. The end of Sefi Yeshaya, I'll close the series. But it's both a promise of Mishba Hashem Bimino, the Joya Uzo, Nathan is going to call Michael Yerivaya. He's not going to let the enemy eat up our that we planted. But we had to work to make this wine, and the enemy is going to drink it no more. Can the ask of Yahluh, the Bnei Yisrael will eat it, the Hilu with Hashem, the Prayer of Hashem, from the tops of Yishtuhu, and those who gather together will drink the wine, the Chachas Kachi in the Azar, we're going to drink wine. You're allowed to drink wine in the Azar. Ashasta Yang is not allowed to enter the Azar. As the Pasuk says, not going to let the grain drink our wine. We're going to drink the wine in the Beis HaMikdash. The Chatzis Kosh is still in flow. How can it be? The disciple of the son has in his age, the time of the cross. He has this cash, he doesn't understand what's pshat. But he suggests that everything has its alder ha-chalisha. So he suggests Beis HaMikdash Gemara and Zvachim. Gemara says in Zvachim that there is an institution of Lishkas HaBinis Bachol of Tzuchas HaKodesh. The Azara had Kedushas Azara, and then on the start of the Azara, the area had Kedushas Harabayis, but they had rooms that opened up into the Azara. So if the only way to enter the room is through the Azara, and there's no other entrance from the Bachut, then with respect to certain dinim, it has a din like the Azara. With respect to certain other dinim, it doesn't have a din like the Azara. You're permitted to eat kachi kachi there, and there's no Easter of Tami to the Nishma there. If there's Tami there, you can stay there. There's no Easter of Tami to the Nishma. There's some of the dinim, we're all based on everything I'm speaking. And the Gemara is darshan some of these differences from the fact that in the Chumash it says sometimes the chatzor is such a phrase. Instead of saying chot there, it says chatzor. Chatzor means one chatzor, one azara. Chatzor al mal yechlu, one azara. But you speak about chatzor, versus chatzor, must be referring to the lishkos on the side. So you can make as many as you want. There's only one azara. There's only one Yeshiva University. So there's one Azara, but there are many Chatzos on the side. So the disciple of some suggests that maybe that's the deal over here, that they're going to drink wine, not in the Azara, but in the Lishkas HaBnei Pachol, Tzuchas HaKodesh. No. So one Azara. Okay. Good Shabbat, everybody. Who's going to be here this Shabbat? Which Rabbi is here this Shabbat? Rabbi. Everybody's invited. It's the same Shabbat as Rabbi Reichman. Get the Shabbat over.